Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge Series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. Now we come to the 7th nakshatra of Punarvasu, which falls between Gemini and Cancer, 20 degrees Gemini to 3 degrees 20 minutes of Cancer. and it's a Jupiter root nakshatras. Now, if you remember the 159 code of Jupiter nakshatras, it goes from Punarvasu, moves into Vishakha and goes into Purva Bhadrapada. So what's the theme of Jupiter root nakshatras? First of all, the karmic path is you have not been able to give knowledge in the past life, whatever you learned fully, to others. Karmasi plays dominantly only in whatever you left as unchecked or unfinished business. And it has mostly to do with others, how you treated others in terms of knowledge in this case. All Jupiter rule nakshatras, you did not quite give the knowledge, you held it to yourself. Being selfish with knowledge, this is a lesson for all of you people who are in Punarvasu. You had the knowledge, you didn't give it out to people. It's like being possessive about knowledge, like being possessive about wealth, for example. Venus rule nakshatras are possessive about wealth, you have to give out wealth this time. So the nakshatras have a dominant karmic theme, they will highlight it. And so Punarvasu, coming after Ardra, is, think of it as the child now he's going to education, who's learning in school, the third house. This is where the education of the person begins, and therefore it is related to failing the first time and winning the second time, failing a subject the first time and clearing it the second time. The themes of Punarvasu are fraught with failures the first time and winning the second time. That's why it's also called the return of the light. So Punarvasu is a young student in the school. Think of it that way. The themes playing out that way. So they have to learn intelligence. They have to learn education. It's all about learning in guru-based nakshatras. You are learning and therefore you are teaching also. Mercury is the student. Guru is the teacher. Jupiter is the teacher. So what's the life lesson before we get into the details? Life lesson of Punarvasu is to bring to life the dry mind by one's own moistness of emotion. Remember, Punarvasu has got the highest exaltation of Gemini in the third pada, going from Gemini to Gemini, and the highest in Cancer as well, going from Cancer to Cancer in the last pada. So keep that in mind as we go along. It has got a lot of themes of education, also business. But let's go through the talents. Talents is they have adaptability, they have emotional intelligence, they are about nurturing. The abilities go into counseling, empathy and creativity. High degree of creativity, especially in business, especially going into the third pada of Gemini. Ambition is to support others, create emotional connections and nurture growth. They are good at this, by the way. That's how they make excellent businessmen. Remember, Gemini is a businessman. He's a young prince who's interested in popularity. Fulfillment in career comes from counseling, psychology, education and social work. Strengths include they are adaptable, they are empathic and they are nurturing. In nature, especially the last pada going into Cancer. Their weakness is they can be indecisive, they can be over emotional and prone to self-doubt. Opportunities for them could be counseling roles, educational fields and social services. Now this is one role that Punarvasu will always be drawn to. Hidden behind the scenes, doesn't matter how Gemini plays out, because there is signature of Jupiter behind their back, they will always be inclined to social services, giving to people in some form or the other. If Saturn is in Gemini, for example, in the fifth house for an Aquarius ascendant, it will become teaching line in an unconventional way. Aquarius is unconventional. Threats is emotional burnout. Conflicts with resulting from indecisiveness, challenges from self-doubt. Keywords in career being teaching career, they can make excellent teachers because they have learned through a lot of failures. Jupiter will make you learn through a lot of failures. All these three nakshatras, Punarvasu, Vishakha and Purva Bhadrapada, is learning from failures. It's a hard way, but it's the better way, as in, like they say in experience in professional fields, all experience is bad experience, right? You have learned it for good. That's Jupiterian style. Educator, educational professional, academic career, school teacher, teaching the young kids, Jupiter teaching Mercury, philanthropy, social work career, social worker, humanitarian career, non-profit work, writing career, Mercury, author, writer, literary career, publishing career, all of that come from, writing portion comes from Mercury, teaching ones, philanthropy ones come from Jupiter. So you will see career combinations like this. That's why I insisted you see both these planets. Wherever the planets ruling the nakshatra and the sign both are present or aspecting one another in your D1, D10 chart, then it becomes a dominant career path. Best working relationships for Punarvasu would be Pushya. The next one after this, the 8th one, falling in Cancer, complements nurturing efforts with structure and support. Anuradha falls in Scorpio, provides depth and loyalty in psychological and counseling roles. Scorpios get it intuitively, right? So Anuradha will get it all intuitively, what Punarvasu is trying to figure out with the mind. Revati Nakshatra enhances nurturing and creative endeavors, falling in Pisces. So you will get the higher exalted form of Jupiter, right, coming in the zodiac. Now let us see the Enneagram types as well as the MBTI types, how it correlates to Punarvasu Nakshatra, which means we will look at each one of these Enneagram types, what they mean, each one of these MBTI types, what they mean, and if Punarvasu is dominant in your D1, D10 or D9 chart, what could they mean and what careers you could choose. That's next. So let's see the Enneagram type first. What is the Enneagram type which is valid for Punarvasu? Enneagram type 9, the peacemaker first. So what's the peacemaker energy? The key traits are they are receptive, they are reassuring, complacent and resigned, sort of taking it easy way out. They have basic desire to have inner stability and peace of mind. Remember Punarvasu's life lesson? Bring to the dry mind the moistness of emotion. That's why the highest exaltation, Cancer, is in Punarvasu. The beginning of Cancer is in Punarvasu. So it's trying to get peace of mind. That's the basic desire. So if you're a type 9 and you have Punarvasu dominant, your theme or your professions could be more in teaching career, educator, educational professional, academic career, school teacher, professors, lecturers, okay, because you are trying to create a bridge between mind and heart. That's what's needed in true education. Avoiding conflict and tension, seeking harmony and comfort, sort of trying to find the middle way here, okay. That's type 9. Next Enneagram is type 2. Type 2 is once again the helper. They are generous, they are demonstrative, they are people pleasing and can be possessive. They are moving towards people and they are about emotional realness. Centers of emotion is heart. Motivation is being needed and appreciated. That's what teachers need. Teachers of our world, be it professors, lecturers, academia, need to be feeling needed and appreciated, forming close relationships. Therefore, once again, it would be about teaching, education, any kind of profession in educational field. Okay. It could also be writing and literary career if Mercury is stronger. They could write better kind of novels, for example. Yes, Punarvasu could become creative. That's the drive, actually. Next one, Enneagram type 4, the individualist. Now, this is where, again, the writer energy comes in very strongly, very expressive, very dramatic, very self-absorbed, and very temperamental, which is the signature of all kinds of writers, any kind of writing career. Author, writer, literary career, publishing career, any kind of writing, novels, even novels, they can write good novels. If they have a good moon and a strong Venus with Mercury, They can become writers and a type 4 individualist, of course. Type 4 Enneagram plus Punarvasu would give a good writing career. Let's see the MBTI types. ENFJ. Where's ENFJ? There you go. Diplomats. Protagonist. They are charismatic and inspiring leaders, able to mesmerize their listeners. So it's all about listening. Excellent teachers that we can think of could be ENFJ with Punarvasu in their chart. They are very charismatic, they are altruistic, they are empathetic and responsible. They excel in roles involving leadership, teaching, there you are, and helping others. Common fields include education, healthcare and human resources. Need I say more? So teaching career. If you are an ENFJ with Punarvasu dominant, teaching career would be good for you in D1 and D10. Examine both charts for career. Yes? Second of the MBTI type would be INFJ, the advocate. Now, INFJ, the advocate, are once again the diplomatic signature in the MBTI. They are quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealists. Once again, academia or even writing. Insightful, altruistic, creative and sensitive. Writing also I can say here. A writer needs to be quite insightful and quite connected in emotional level to your audience, whoever you're writing for. Best writers I have read are ones who are great conversationalists. They tend to talk to you one-on-one with their writing, and creative and sensitive. So counseling, education and social work play out in the roles as well. So they can become good philanthropists, social workers, humanitarians of all kinds, and non-profit work. If you are an INFJ with Punarvasu, think of these as your career paths. Nothing wrong in it. We think of careers only as corporate honchos. It's not the case. Last MBTI type would be ISFJ. Now, ISFJ are defenders, they are sentinels, they are very dedicated and warm protectors and always ready to defend their loved ones. I would think that is Punarvasu going into the last pada in Cancer. Loyal, meticulous, supportive and practical. They are nurturing and detail-oriented work. They excel in roles that involve helping others and paying attention to details, healthcare, education and administrative support. So they can become good humanitarian workers in healthcare field also, like hospice, for example, right? Very dedicated and very warm protectors. That's the energy you require for being working in a difficult field such as hospice, elderly care, you know, that kind of field, which requires great dedication and great protection kind of energy. Loyal, meticulous, supportive and practical. All of this is required, right? Nursing, for example. So think of those kind of careers if you have Jupiter, Mercury in Punarvasu and if you have ISFJ as your dominant MBTI type. In the next one, we shall be looking into Pushya Nakshatra number 8, going heart of Cancer. Take care, be safe.